You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. Welcome on to the next of our Ask Coach Parry podcasts. My name is Brad. We've got the coach, Lindsay Parry, with us once again. Lindsay, nice to have you with us.
Great to be here, Brad. How you doing?
Very good. A question today out of our forums from Katie Dawson. Katie says, any idea why it takes me 2 to 3 kilometers before I feel like I can breathe comfortably? I run slowly and at a steady pace, so it's not that I start out faster. Is there a way to make a more relaxed breathing start sooner in my runs?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a very common mistake that people make. So even if the majority of your run is being done at an intensity that feels easy and comfortable, the jump from going from nothing to that level essentially causes a short circuit, because your brain suddenly goes, whoa, we don't have enough oxygen for what we're required to do. So you immediately feel short of breath, even though that isn't really the case, because if it was the case, you'd never get that back. You'd always feel like you're never going to catch up. But typically within 10 minutes, that equalizes, the body chills out, and you in fact are fine from that point. So the way that you should do it is actually to start every run, firstly, just with a bit of a walk. So that gently pushes up that drive, but not by much. And then spend the first 5 minutes of your run just slowly getting up to speed. So to give you a practical example of that, I typically run at around 6 minutes per K for my first kilometer, which I think equates to about 8 minutes per mile. And then I settle into the rest of my run somewhere, depending on the session that I'm doing, whether it's like a proper recovery run, easy run, long run, somewhere between 4:50 and 5:15. But it normally takes me 6 or 7 minutes before I get to that pace. So that just gives you an idea that you really do want to ease yourself in, and that will prevent your heart rate from spiking and will prevent you having that feeling of breathlessness when you start.
Brilliant. Katie, thank you very much for that great question. Lindsay, thank you for your time. We look forward to catching up with you in a couple of days.
Can't wait. Pity it's so far away.
Hey, it's Brad here again. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Before I go, if you're struggling to get faster, we've got something special for you. All you need to do is head over to this URL. It is coachparry.com/PB. It's a free training plan that'll help you shave minutes off your marathon PB time. Go check it out. It's coachparry.com/PB. And also, don't forget, if you've got a question you need help with, or if you'd simply like to run as well as we know you can, then all you need to do is head over to coachparry.com/ask.